You're listening to Sunday Reflections on Gripped.
So today we reflect on Ascension Sunday, which is coming on Sunday. Naturally, it's always good to, I think, to realize that Ascension Sunday is what we celebrate on the Sunday, but it is actually really Ascension Thursday. And one of the important aspects of that is that the novena to the Holy Spirit would have started around that time, because it is the disciples praying as Jesus instructed for the coming of the Holy Spirit. And a novena, the first novena prayed that time, is 9 days. So by moving the Ascension to Sunday, we kind of lose a little bit of that link between the first novena and the coming of the Holy Spirit. But otherwise, it doesn't necessarily make really of a difference, I suppose. This Sunday we celebrated the Ascension. Jesus goes up from the disciples. He ascends into heaven. They look up and they see him go. And there's just one element of that I really like to briefly focus on. There is something about an anticipation in them after Jesus is left. We know from reflecting on the Gospels, and especially during the daily readings, we have gotten a lot of the times that Jesus said, "You will be sad, but your sad will turn to joy. Your sadness will turn to joy." This was naturally connected to the crucifixion, but then the resurrection. And now this kind of time has come, that this understanding that the Lord is with them always, even if he is separated, is something that can be trusted, that we know that he is always going to be back with us. So there is a promise in that. There is a promise, and there is a recognition of the presence of God perpetually in our lives, even if it is not in the way that we expect. But to kind of go on this deeper journey, to transcend the expectancy of things physically in this life, but to become aware of the reality that lies underneath. And it's a little bit like I might have said on Palm Sunday. The authorities expected the Messiah, who Jesus was, but they expected him to be a worldly ruler, and they couldn't see beyond the here and now in the physical. They couldn't travel beyond and start to see the reality that is there, but the disciples did. They followed Jesus, they trusted him, even if they didn't understand. They were scattered, they were afraid and locked up after Easter. But now they know that there is something else, and that is now going to happen, that the Helper will come, and that Jesus will be with them, even if it is different, but that he definitely will be with them. So they really have more of an openness to what is going to happen this time. And we can read, I think it is in Luke's Gospel, that they actually go to the temple and praise God all day. I mean, they know they haven't received the Holy Spirit yet, but that there is a difference. And these two kind of ways, the first, I suppose, experience of the crucifixion and the despair that set us in, or now that Jesus departs, and the expectation that is there for the Helper, for the Holy Spirit to come, and the kind of trust and solidness that even in the absence of the Lord physically being with them, they still can rejoice. And that is, I think, something fundamental to our faith. That even in times of difficulties, that we can still see the light at the end of the tunnel, that we can still see in suffering the good that can come out of it, that we have find the strength to overcome it and to continue on the journey that is ahead of us. It is really the difference between the despair and the emptiness, and the hope that keeps us moving even in difficult times, or the hope that is always with us and gives us a joy. So the experience of faith is a fundamental difference in our lives at all times. It is something that can really change our lives if we allow the Lord to really work within our lives.